Simchav Gimel. Sifah. Both of the cars, the basic forest, the lovish tzitzis. One could have a tzitzis time when it goes into a graveyard. Lushvoya nigra al kors. But you shouldn't have tzitzis dragging on the graves. Avalim hu nigra al kors. Also, Mishum the rash. It's disgracing the dead people if you have your tzitzis dragging on the graves because they can't put on tzitzis. Nowadays it's more chomel. But those days, tzitzis is part of the garments. It didn't mean anything to the nesim unless you really put it in their face. But nowadays, the tzitzis are specifically for the nesim, whether it's a talis gadol or a talis katan. And you shouldn't have your tzitzis out, even if it's not dragging on the graves, and he means your shits in the gula, not only in the chusin, but to. So, therefore, that is the meaning to talk in the tzitzis and then go on to a grave. Where? Sif, beis. Simen chav, gimel, sif, beis. Yesh nogam litzur, shnei tzitzis, shem shnei, knofayim, zem, zeh, kashin nichnos, leves akvaris. Some people tie the front two tzitzis together when they go to base cars, so it doesn't help because as long as they reveal, it's considered a disgrace for the people that are buried there. Simchav Gimel, Sif Gimel. Anich Nas, it says, Abba Amma Shel Meis, we should care with you in the basic cars. Going within four amos of a grave or dead person is equivalent to going into a graveyard, and therefore, you should talk to your tzitzis. The moment you should talk to the halter, tzitzis v'tas v'meis v'bayis v'akatof v'loshim tzitzis v'ikul ha'nechesh v'mishum l'ag v'arash. The place where they take off the tzitzis of the dead body in the home before they take it out, and the ones who are carrying the mace also should have their tzitzis tucked in. The bottom line is v'alochen that anybody who's close to the mace, either carrying the mace or with an arabana, should tuck in his tzitzis. Simchav Dalit, Sif Aleph. In Ein Adam Loivesh Talis Bas Abba Nochlis Ein Lechai Tzitzis. The person doesn't have a four-cornered garment, he's not in the Chuyif to buy Tzitzis. The Toiv Nochlis is called Adam Zodan Bush Talis Kotan Kolagyan Ketesh Yizkir Mitzis before Adam. It is a proper behavior to have Tzitzis down the entire day to remind yourself of the Mitzvahs. Al-Kein Yesh Oy chamisha kshorim kinei chamisha chamisha toya. Ba'al b'knofayim shepol tzad yifnud yizka. The four knots on each of the four corners of the garment with the tzitzis on them. And that reminds us of every direction we go, there are five books of the Torah. Yochan lovsha ala mabushim lefokas yidoshia lovish tzitzis v'shasa tzvina. It's proper to have the tzitzis exposed so that it can remind you, and at least when you daven, you should have the tefillah and the mishnah adds of Kriya Shema also. He brings the Zoya HaKodesh that says, if a person reads Shema, the Pesach says it as if he is making a full testimony, because he talks about Tzitzit, he doesn't have the Ma. He doesn't definitely have the Machachilim to have Tzitzit on, also by Kriya Shema. Of Dallas is based, mitzvah lechas v'tzitzis v'yot smolis, k'neged libush has kriyishma. The proper thing to do is to hold the tzitzis in your hand, in your left hand, and next to your heart. Most people do not bother that, but not the field should be next to your heart. And the Arizal, brought in the Mishnah Berurah, says you should have them between your pinky and the finger next to it. When you get the Parsha Tzitzis, then you should hold the end part of the Tzitzis in your right hand, in other words, the part closest to the knot in your left hand, and the other end in the right hand, and you should look at the Yiviyoga, Ashmegila, Nehmonim, Nehmodim, Lo'ad, you should hold them until you get to Nehmonim, Nehmodim, Lo'ad, and the Baruch of the Yatzir, and then you should kiss them and put them back. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings that as a minhag to kiss the tzitzis by the Eastern Oison. And every time you say the word tzitzis, once again, everyone can do, according to his minig, it's a nice minig, mechidus, mitzvah. So, like you said, there's a minig to hold tzitzis, to a vishma next to your heart, and the remnant to the thing is, should be on your heart. And the heart, you know, is on the left side of the body. Yeah. That prevents people from avarice. Simcha Tal said, Gimel Toiv is back in the Tzitzis Shasat Tifa Kishim Avoyach. When you put on the Tzitzis, you should look at the strands of the Tzitzis also. It reminds you of the Mitzvahs. Simcha Tal Siv Dalad Yeshnoi was back in the Tzitzis Shasat Gimel Yisav Oysav Yisav Oysav Alam Nayim. It's a minute to look at the tzitzis when we say Re'isim Oysa and put them on your eyes, and also to kiss them, as we said before. And it says, Minig Yochel, Chibuk Mitzvah. The Gyam says, Ramon, Noigim Sas, the Nashe, Ketzisi Bishash, Royo, Behe, Akol, Chibuk Mitzvah, we mentioned before. It's a proper thing. After you look at them, kiss them also. Show, we're excited about this mitzvah, reminds us of other mitzvahs. Chavtal says, Hey, Kishmistaka, but tzitzis, Mistaka, Mishne, Tzitzis, Shalafonot, Kishmasoik, Shor. When you look at the tzitzis, you look at the two sitters in front of you. You have 10 hearts, which are Rema. Rema's Lehavayas. So Rema's to 10 different visas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gam Yeshvim Tezayim Putin has 16 strings, 8 and 8. And Asarik Sharm, another 10 hearts, which equals 226, which is also the same Havayah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.